When did you start driving dogs?
1968.
How old were you in 1968 when you started driving dogs?
Around 19.
How many dogs did you start with?
8.
Did you have to train your dogs yourself?
Yeah.
How'd you train them?
The first couple years I was trapping with them, after I started racing.
Did you have a very long trap line?
Yeah, about 30 or 40 miles over.
Did you have to train the dogs a long time to stay when you were out there with the traps?
Yeah. When we're looking at snares, you know, we have to let them stay there for a while. As long as we see the snares, you know.
And they stayed real good after a while?
Yeah, once they learn, they stay right there.
What else did you use dogs for in 1968?
Oh, I used them for hauling wood and trapping. And just taking a ride with them, you know.
Did you start any races in 68 also?
Yeah, the first year I came with my race in that men's race, I was last. So.
Was that here in Allakaket?
Yeah.
And how, did you always have 8 dogs in your team, or do you have more now?
No, I got 16 right now. Keep going up every year.
Do you have your own harnesses? Do you make your own harnesses?
No, I buy my harness from Mel Fishback down in California.
What are some of the races you've entered this year in Allakaket?
This is fun races. I never get in the men's race this year. I didn't have no leaders.
What race were you in the past that was a pretty big race?
I raced in Fairbanks in 1971. Came in 12th.
Was that the North American?
Yeah. I didn't have enough experience that time to really try hard. You really know what to do. You know.
What kind of things did you learn from that experience that you'd like to pass on to other people?
Well, I know they got to start out fast. They got to have pretty good speed, you know. Have lots of endurance. The way I trained mine up that time, I was driving them too far, you know, about 30 or 40 miles all the time. All the way up to the race, you know. Seems like they didn't take off fast enough.
So you trained them for a long distance rather than a short distance, and they were...
It's good to drive them far, you know, but not right before the race, I think. You know, they take too much speed out of them before the race. They don't like to start out fast, you know. Seems like they just save themselves all the time.
What do you use your dogs for right now?
Right now, I'll just haul wood with them and take it easy with them. I'm not planning on racing right away anyway. Might use them for trapping later on.
I noticed you had some wood outside your house yesterday. How much wood were the dogs able to carry yesterday?
I hauled 4 loads with them.
How far away did you go to get the wood?
About 2 miles out.
And the dogs were well trained? They did the work for you without any problems?
Yeah. They're good. They like that hauling wood. They don't like to run racing though.
What kind of food do you give the dogs?
I feed them fish and cornmeal and meat. Anything I get my hands on.
And how do you get your sleds?
I make my own sleds out of birch.
How long do you make your sleds?
The runners are 8 feet long and basket is about 3 feet, I guess, 3 or 4 feet.
Do you make different sleds for racing and for working with?
Yeah, the ones I use for hauling wood and everything is long, about 10 feet long. I guess.
Do you season the wood before you build your sled or do you dry it for a few days?
Yeah, after we bent the runners, we dry it for a couple of weeks. We dry the other pieces too, so it's going to be lighter. You know.
I know there's a race coming up this weekend. Are you planning to enter it?
Yeah. Me and Lydia Berkman is getting the passenger race.
How many dogs are you running in that race?
Probably 10.
And tell me about the race a little bit.
Oh, this is passenger race. We'll go around about 6-mile course. The men will drive all the way out to 3 miles and change over from there. The women's driving coming back, you know.
How's the course laid out? Is it up the river?
Yeah, it's up river around the island up that way.
How long is the course? About 6 miles.
Is Lydia a good driver?
Yes, I think she's the best woman driver around here. Maybe she could beat us too, I don't know. If she had probably had time to train up herself, she probably would have a good team.
Have you got a leader trained for this race?
Yeah. I got one young dog that's about 2 years old. It's pretty good.
What's his name?
Snowball.
Oh, that's a popular name. I heard there's some good dogs by that name around.
Yeah. I get that dog that time I raced in Fairbanks over there. You know. Somebody gave it to me over there. It's part Labrador and part Husky. It's really good.
Do you plan on entering many races in the spring?
Yeah, I'll probably get in that April race right here. They'll have $1,000 purse.
Is that a long race?
Yeah, it's a 216-mile course, I think. Might be more, I don't know.
Is that just for the people of Alakakit, or do people come in from other villages?
Oh, that's for everybody. Anybody that won race right there, you know. I think Al Yatlin from Biddles might race down there. And probably some guys from Hughes.
Do you enjoy dog driving just for the fun of it?
Yeah.
Do you often go out on your own?
Yeah. I drive my dogs all the time.
What do you think of using dogs as compared to using a Ski-Doo?
I don't know. I got an old snow one. I don't like to drive it around. Too much trouble, so I just stick to the dogs or something.
Have you had any problems with your snow-goes this winter?
Yeah. The muffler keep coming off and it's too loud.
Do you prefer dogs to Ski-Doos right now?
Yeah.
How many Ski-Doos do you have?
We got one old 18 horse. It's 1969.
Do the dogs like it when you take them out too, instead of the Ski-Doo?
Yeah.
Do you ever train the pups by running them behind the Ski-Doo?
Yeah, that's how I trained the first ones, but I don't like doing much somewhere, you know. When we train them for later after that, they seem like they like to run after snow, you know, when snow go by.
Are your dogs pretty fast?
I don't know. They're just about average, I guess. The oldest ones, I guess, is about 2 years old. That's how come I don't like to race much right now.
Seems like maybe next year you're going to have a strong team.
I don't know. I hope so.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Thank you.
Are most of your dogs from around here, or did you get them from other areas?
No, I get one Siberian Husky from down in Anchorage last spring, and raised pups from that one. And I get that half Labrador from Fairbanks. Those three Huskies.
Beatus, how many dogs do you have?
Now?
Yes.
11.
Yeah. How many dogs, what's the most dogs you've had in the past?
33.
When do you start training your dogs?
In the fall, in October, when the first snow comes.
How do you train the dogs? Do you start off with short distances?
A little ways, about 4 miles.
When you get the dogs in shape, then how long do you run them to train them?
Sometimes I go about 20 miles longest, I think.
Do you do this every day of the week?
No, not every day. Maybe I go about 20 miles one time and start go back down to about 8 miles.
Do your dogs in general like to race with you?
In the race? Sometimes they do when I train them right.
Do you use a whip on your dogs at all?
No, not unless I have to use it.
How have you been doing in the Alakakit races?
On the preliminary race, this for the 5 mile race, I won that. And 10 mile race, I came in second. And the 14 and a half mile race, I came in fifth in total time.
Do you think you have a good team this year?
They're all puppies.
Are you planning on entering any more races outside of Alakakit, like next year, this year even?
Maybe next year. not in the big race yet. The puppy would be too young.
What would you tell a person who's just getting into dog mushing? What kind of advice would you give about training and feeding dogs?
What kind of advice would I give a person to start learning how to drive dogs? I think hook up a team as well. If you get a good leader to start with, get a good leader and two or three dogs start with.
What kind of food do you feed your dogs?
No, I'm feeding commercial food.
Do you use fish or oil or anything like that?
If I have fish, I feed them fish. They have to cook it good though.
Do you often go out now on the trail now that it's February?
Go out with the dogs. Yeah, we were out this morning.
How far did you go this morning?
About 3 miles.
Do you use your dogs to work for you also?
Yeah, I use those puppies just to teach those puppies how to pull its whole beauty alongside the whole load.
When you learned how to drive dogs, was there someone who taught you, or did you just do it on your own?
I see people starting driving dogs ever since I started remember.
Was this around Alakakin?
Uh-huh. I remember one time my brother shook up 3 dogs for me. That must have been about four or five years old, because I don't remember. All I remember was the hook of 3 dogs for me, and I don't remember where I turned around.
So they just let you take off with the team and learn on your own?
Yeah, they had the good leader on there, though.
Did you know the commands when you were 4 years old?
Yeah, they tell me what to say before I start.
Are all your dogs from Alakakit or some from other places?
Here? Yeah, all the dogs are from Alakakit.
Do you often loan your dogs out to other people?
I loaned 2 to Lester right now, Lester Sam and Hughes, for the Fairbanks race.
How do you slow your team down?
You slow them down by the brake or strike your feet.
Do your dogs understand what you want them to do all the time?
Oh yeah, if you train them right.
How do you train your dogs?
Train them for racing, just run them. I never lick them, unless if they, I have to. Because if I lick them, they wouldn't want to run again.
Does your wife ever run your team?
Huh?
Does your wife ever run your team?
Oh, yeah, she runs them all the time.
How do you do with the same dogs?
I run one race at Hughes, two here. I usually come in the money and pack prizes.
Great. How many dogs do you usually run?
10 to 8.
You planning on using them this year for any dogs, for any races outside of Alakakit?
No.
How about next year when they're a little older?
I'll be driving them here for all the preliminary races.
When both of you are running, say, the same length course with the same number of dogs, is there any difference in the times that both of you can get out of the dogs?
I beat my time.
Yeah.
He knows how to drive them more than I do.
What do you think is the difference between the two of you that accounts for getting different times out of those dogs?
Oh, they know him more than they know me.
And you think that has a lot to do with mm-hmm. the performance?
They wouldn't, sometimes when I never drive them much, they wouldn't even listen to me.
So you think that how well you know your dogs has a lot of effect on how well they run for you?
Mm-hmm.
Like you were saying that when you ran those dogs in, what was it, the North American, that you only knew them for a month? You think that really had an effect on how they worked for you?
You didn't know me. I didn't have met one of my dogs in there.
No.
We didn't have no dogs last year. All we had was one. We quit the dogs for a while and we start on dogs again. We bought dogs this fall. That's the ones we got. We raised some puppies. Those puppies are 7 months old now.
How did you get into mushing.
Yeah. He made me get into the races. First, I didn't want to. I didn't know how to drive the mountain. So I got out with him. He showed me how to, what to say to them, how to stay behind the runners.
Do you and your wife often go out together on the sled?
Mm-hmm.
Is when you drive one way and one the other way back, or what?
No.
You just sit all the way?
Yeah. Unless I get cold.
Do you find it hard to control, say, 10 dogs for yourself?
No. I'm heavy and I can hold them back if I want to.
So you think like a person's weight has a lot to do with how many dogs they can...
No, it doesn't matter if you're light or heavy. You have to learn how to steer the sleigh. When first I start racing, I know I used to, every curve, I tip over and just go right inside the snow.
What do you think is the difference, the differences actually between running, say, 5 dogs and 10? What makes it harder, or is it harder to run more dogs?
You mean to run them or to handle them?
Yeah.
I think it's all the same, and all depends on what kind of leader you got. You gotta have a real good leader to stay away from the dogs. It's like even if you drive 16, you got a good leader, you can handle them real easy. But if you don't have a leader, you're going to be running all over. I'd like to see young kids drive dogs, you know, when they're young. My kids go out with dogs. My oldest boy would like to race, and can't stay away from race.
How old is your oldest boy?
11.
How long has he been doing
this? 2 years. Mm-hmm. We had 3 puppies, and he trained us puppies to...
He trained them all by mistake.
He never used horns, he's used chains.
Have you helped your son to learn how to drive dogs?
Not at first. No. I do right now, to hook up dogs for him, give him a good leader so he go.
How do you feel when you're out yourself, when you're racing and you're out in the field and you're passing another dog team, or you're just out there doing well? Does it give you a good feeling to race?
Oh, yeah. I'll score by time now. As long as you know there's a mile post, and go by time. I also go by time by my watching how fast I make it to a mile. So far, it's like I go out 7 miles, maybe I make it 30 minutes. This winter, I made it 23 minutes, 7 miles. That was going faster. I knew I was doing good things that far. After that, and start slowing down. But I know that's all they got. 7 dogs.
You like to race against yourself then, trying to make yourself better?
You mean racing?
Your time, yeah.
Yeah. It's good to start that. If you, like, a person got really good dogs starting ahead of you, and it's like if a person got good dogs behind you, you can judge yourself that way, and you know how good you're doing.
Pollock, can you tell me about the Dog Mushers Association in Alakalkit? When did it start?
It started about over 1 year ago. Or maybe about 1 year ago, I think, yeah. We started talking about forming a little committee for dog mushing, since the village council doesn't have time to take care of the racing activities sometimes. So we thought maybe we'd form a little dog mushers committee. Then village council was taking care of all that before. Then we thought maybe they'd have more to take care of. They don't have to worry about dog mushing.
What are the things that the Dog Mushers Association does in Alakalkit? What kind of things does the association do?
Oh, it takes care of races. Like during the Christmas, we had a Christmas carnival, which lasted 6 days. And we had a race every day. There's different kinds of races, like dog race, and there's snowshoe race, and snow go race. That's what the committee takes care of.
Do you have things also that, like patches and things that you sell?
Yeah, we got duck mushers patches, and we got jackets with the Alkaka duck mushers emblem on it too.
What are some of the races that you've had since Christmas time in Alakaka?
Well, we had a race every week and every Saturday. It was a coaster race, ski race, and a sleeping bag race, and then the passenger race since Christmas.
Do you give prizes for the winners?
Yeah, we usually have a little prize, not much. No. This is just a preliminary race. Our week race will be in April.
What's the name of that race in April?
Spring Carnival. It'd be about second week in April.
How many dog mushers are in town that participate in the races?
Oh, there's about 10 dog teams most of the time.
I noticed you have a team yourself. How many dogs do you have?
I have 8 dogs back here, and I loan 3 dogs out. So I just have 8 back here.
Who'd you loan your dogs to?
George Shatla in Fairbanks. He's going to use them for the 1,000-mile race from Anchorage to Nome.
So you have your own dogs. Do you do well in the races here in Alakaka?
Yeah.
Where did you get your dogs from?
Oh, we raise most of our dogs. Like right now, I have 7 puppies back here. It's about a month and a half old now.
Are they from Alakaka, the puppies?
Yeah, they are mostly from here.
Do you make your own sleds?
Yes, we make our own sleds. We made a sled that lasts about 2 or 3 years, and we make another one.
What kind of wood do you use for your sled?
We use birch mostly. Some of them, I got hickory runners, and the rest is birch.
Do you put anything special on the runners?
Yeah, that depends on the weather. When it's warm but melting snow, we use steel under the runners. And when it's cold, we use ski wax. There's all sorts of ski wax that we use. Just depending on the weather, mostly.
Can you tell me about this weekend's race, the passenger race? How was that done?
That was man and woman. They get together on the team, and man, the way we had it this weekend was a man must out about halfway, and the man gets in the sleigh, and the woman must back. That was the first time we had this kind of race. It was kind of fun.
Where was the course for the race?
It was 4.5 miles.
Do you have longer races, or is that about the longest?
Oh, we have longer races than during the Christmas Carnival. We had 14 miles trail for the men's. And that women's races run on that 4.5 miles.
How long will it be for the Spring Carnival?
This time we figured to make that men's race 16 miles, and that women's race 8 miles.
Is there a lot of competition between the dog mushers here?
Oh yeah, when there's a carnival, there's lots of competition. Like there last Christmas, there was a team coming down from Bedless, and 2 teams come up from Hughes. That really gave us tough competition.
Were the times very close in this passenger race?
Yeah, there was really close. There were 7 of us. This last racer was only 4 minutes behind the first. It was a really close race.
Do mushers from Alakaka ever go to other villages to race also?
Yeah, there'll be a race in Hughes, down river, about first week in April. There's some teams always go down. And last year there was one team in here that competed in North American too. But they didn't do very good. I don't know, sometimes it's cold in here and you get to a warm place and the dogs don't work really well.
What are the usual number of dogs that people run here in Ellicacket? How many dogs do people have on their teams?
Oh, not very many. Most of them have about 12. We don't usually keep more dogs than we need. So we have hardwood and stuff like that. That's all the dogs we need for. Until this dog muster committee started, then everybody's getting interested in dogs again. I think there'll be more dogs after this.
Do you notice there are many dogs being like puppies around the village nowadays?
Oh yeah, I think there's lots of puppies around. They outnumber the bigger dogs now, I think.
What size are the dogs in Ellicacket?
What's that?
How big are the dogs here?
Oh, most between about 35 and 50 pounds.
Are there any young people taking interest in mushing?
Oh yeah, there's lots of kids like to race too. Like when we have the Christmas carnival, we have some races for them too. Even now, we start from 3 to 5 years old, can race with one dog.
How is the money raised for the prizes?
Oh, we have big sale, but twice a month, that's how we raise money for the dog races.
Do you take all the money from the bake sale and put that in prizes?
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah.
Can you tell me how another village who didn't have a dog mushers association could start one up?
Well, I guess they could, yeah. With the former, get a group of people together and form a committee. Like they got one down at Houston. And they have bake sales every now and then to raise money for the dog races.
Is it much work for you as president of the Dog Mushers Association?
No, it's not really work unless there's a carnival time and there's lots to do.
Is the interest in using dogs recent here in town? Did people just recently start using dogs more here?
No, they've been using dogs all their lives. Since, I don't know, what, 40 or 50 years ago. They've been using these dogs all their time.
Do people prefer to use snow machines or dogs now to haul wood and water?
I think most of them would like to use snow goats to haul wood or haul water.
Do you think the dogs will ever take over the snow machines?
I don't know. I think most people like to use snow goats. Some of them quit mushing and start using snow goats.
Do most dog mushers have both snow goats and dogs?
Yes. Some of them have snow goats and dogs.
What do you feed your dogs?
We feed them fish, which was caught during summertime, and some feed Purina, dog chow.
Is there any special way you train your dogs for the races here?
No, we take them out, but in the fall when we start training, we go a little ways, and as they get tougher, we go further and further with them. Then we go about maybe 16 miles or more, and they get tough enough now. This takes about a month and a half to 2 months of training.
How many times a week do you take your dogs out? Do you take them out once a day or just a few times a week?
When we're training, in the fall time, we take them out about 4 or 5 times a day. Then after they get tough, and we usually drive them only about 2 or 3 times a week.
During the summer, do you use carts or anything to keep your dogs in shape?
No, we don't drive them with the cart in here.
There's
no roads anyway. Yeah.
Just there's sandbars or gravel barbers. It's really short too.
And besides this, nobody have time to train on carts anyway. Yeah. Nobody's really that interested in dogs that much to use, start that early. When we start training our dogs is after first fall of snow.
How old are the puppies usually before you start training them?
Oh, but 7 months old, let's start training them in the harness. But we never raised them unless they're over 1 year old. And by the time they're still growing. Right now, I got one pup back here that's 9 months old and I'm raising him.
Do you make your own harnesses and tow lines?
Yes, we get wovens and make our own harnesses before, but now they got harness from outside, fishback harnesses they get from Washington. They're using that now.
How about your tow lines?
We usually make our own tow lines out of polyethylene rope.
How many dogs do you run on your team again? 8, is it?
I ran seven dogs in the pasture race.
How many would you like to run in the spring carnival?
Oh, about 12 dogs would be plenty, or even more. But sometimes it's very hard to find enough good dogs to run that many, because there's everybody running their own team.
When you run 7 dogs, do you usually run a double or a single lead?
When you run 7 dogs, you run double lead most of the time.